Thursday afternoon work for the Jags. They'll face the Baltimore Ravens Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work, getting ever closer to that matchup Sunday against the 2-6 Ravens. We'll get to them coming up. Some Thursday news for the Jags, though. Allen Hurns, Jaguars wide receiver, off to the side today. Did have a helmet on, catching some balls off the jugs machine. Not sure of his status, but he's a tough guy. You would expect him to play this Sunday. Linebacker Dan Skuda did not practice today. Still trying to come back from the groin injury he suffered last game. If he's unable to go Sunday, Thurston Armbrister, the undrafted rookie out of Miami, would get the nod at the linebacker spot on the outside. Now, we mentioned the Ravens. They're 2-6. That record might be done in the AFC North. Undefeated Cincinnati leads the way. Now, for the Jags, their 2-6 feels a little different with what's happened with Indianapolis, with Andrew Luck being gone for the next few weeks, and the other teams in the division aren't playing so well. And for the Jags, everything, yes, even at 2-6, everything's still out there for the taking.
I mean, everything is still out, you know, still up in the air, and we got an opportunity to go and capture it. But as a team, we got to do it. You know, we can't keep handing these games away at the last minute of the games or giving them away by what we do. We got to go out and capture the opportunity and take advantage of it.
And, of course, with the AFC South still wide open, senior correspondent Brian Sexton asked the Jaguars, what are they waiting for?
Hello, Jaguars. Hello? I hope you're paying attention, because if you blink, you're going to miss what's becoming a golden opportunity. This season was supposed to be about progress, but thanks to injuries, a bad division, and a favorable schedule, it could be about the postseason. Now, I know. You're saying to yourself, or maybe even screaming at me, the Jaguars couldn't take advantage of 1st and 10 at the Jets' 10 with a chance to take the lead. How can you possibly think that they can take advantage of Andrew Luck not being available to the Colts? Because at some point, the young Jaguars, and really I'm talking about a young quarterback, they're going to reach the tipping point where they can, and they do, and they win. So why not right now? The Ravens' best offensive weapon is gone. The Titans have a rookie quarterback. The Chargers are beat up and coming east. And the Colts, well, they're not winning without Luck. The Jaguars' passing game hasn't looked this explosive since Brunell was throwing to Smith and McCardell. The running game is dependable, and the run defense has been outstanding. The Colts have the best offensive player in the division, but he's hurt. The Texans have the best defensive player in the division, but they don't win championships. The Jaguars have the best roster in the division, and a quarterback on the rise. If you let this one pass you by, you'll be sick in January, watching the Texans or Colts playing on Wild Card Weekend, knowing full well it could have been and should have been you.
Thank you, Brian. Be sure to join us on radio tonight. The Gus Bradley Show at 6 o'clock on 1010XL and the Jaguars Radio Network, and then Jaguars Thursday at 7 o'clock. Vaselli and Lagerman preview this week's game in Baltimore. Also tomorrow, Jags of the Roundtable here on Jaguars.com. That'll do it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.